Bill Geiger is in the studio. Our conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management. Welcome back to the Biz Lunch, Bill.
Good to be here, sir.
I remember when this bull market was just a baby, a three-year-old, four-year-old, seven. Now we're coming up on 10 years for the bull market.
Absolutely right.
How old would that be in human years?
Human years, about 92.
I was going to say 98, right? That's true, though. The market like this... I almost never last this long. Is this the second longest?
Is that what it is? Yeah, a little bit long in the tooth. Yeah,
which means that it will end eventually.
Well, they always do.
Right.
I mean, there's always a correction, and this is if you're getting close to retirement, and by close I mean you're 5 years or so out. This is a time that it really pays to start thinking about where the market's at, and maybe taking some of your growth money, Steve. And creating the dependable, sustainable income that you're going to need. The thing that scares me the most right now is couples going into retirement without a plan for how they're going to pay their bills for the next 20, 25, 30 years.
You know, you and I have talked about that a lot. And when you're younger, you think of them, I have an investment plan or I save money.
Right.
But you don't always think about what you're going to do with that money. I mean, you might think about the vacation home or the traveling. Right. But as far as vehicles or setting things up, a lot of times that's the sort of stuff that we neglect.
No, sometimes couples go into retirement still in a really, really strong growth mode, and then they stop working. There's no more paychecks. And by the way, what does that sound like? Unemployment, right? Unemployment for the next 20 years. So they've got no more paychecks, and they're sitting there thinking, well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to maintain our lifestyle? How are we going to pay our bills? You know, what we really, 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 really try to do for our clients is to help them retire with confidence. And retiring with confidence means you know how you're going to pay your bills, you know how you're going to keep your lifestyle intact, and it allows you to sleep at night.
When you say retire with confidence, then you talk also about, what you want to do is almost set up a paycheck for yourself.
Oh, you do.
Explain that for me.
You basically want to take part of your growth portfolio. And what better time to be thinking about this, Steve, than now at the top of the market?
Right.
Better than thinking about it at the bottom of the market, right? Take some of that money off the
table. There's no thinking at the bottom of the market.
No. I know. And there's no money to do this with what I'm talking about. You take money off the growth side of your portfolio, and you create an income plan for yourself. And we can help people do this. We do it all the time. You create an income plan, and there's a little... sidebar here. If you create the income plan for yourself 5 years before you retire or so, you can begin sleeping better tonight because you know how it's going to happen. You know how it's going to work.
So when we talk about this, is this an all or nothing? Or I think you mentioned earlier you take part of your growth fund
and
just set it up.
Yeah, you think about when you got some challenges in retirement. One's how you're going to pay your bills. The other is how you're going to keep up with inflation. And the other is making sure you don't run out of money. Well, the way to do that is to take part of your portfolio toward income and part of it toward growth. Steve, I know you're going to talk about this in a moment, but for the first five callers who call in today, first five couples who call in who have at least $500,000 saved up for retirement, we'll sit down on a complimentary basis with them and help them put together a full-blown plan for their retirement so they'll know exactly how this is going to work for themselves.
How do you do it? What do people need to bring to you to show you for you to do that?
Basically themselves and their statements, and we can begin a conversation.
All right, Bill Geiger, nice to talk to you again. We'll do it again soon.
Good to be here, sir.